KSRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Erin has exploded into a Category 5 hurricane in the Caribbean, according to the National Hurricane Center. The storm is currently north of Anguilla with winds of up to 160 miles an hour now. It swiftly grew in size and power from a tropical storm just about 24 hours ago. President Trump says he and Russia's Vladimir Putin made what he calls great progress in their summit yesterday in Alaska, but did come away with no ceasefire.
There were many, many points that we agreed on, most of them, I would say, a couple of big ones that we haven't quite got there, but we've made some headway.
Former Trump Deputy National Security Advisor Victoria Coates says she understands why Israel is pursuing a military solution in its battle with Hamas.
I think everyone in Israel was horrified by those videos of the hostages emaciated, digging their own graves in the terror tunnels beneath Gaza. Time is running out for them. So the notion that you're not going to go in because something might happen to the hostages, I mean, we either get them out now or we don't.
Intelligence expert, retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, believes anti-Semitism lies at the root of many European leaders' belief in a two-state solution.
And somehow these nations believe that giving some sort of a deference or recognition to Palestine, you're going to actually have a positive effect in helping the Palestinians. I would argue it's the opposite.
A judge strikes down the president's religious exemption to birth control coverage.
During his first term, the president put in place rules that exempt employers with religious or moral objections from having to provide workers with insurance coverage for birth control. But a federal judge in Philadelphia said the 2018 rules were not justified, rejecting the Trump administration's claims that they were necessary to protect the rights of religious employers. Little Sisters of the Poor, a Roman Catholic order of nuns that intervened in the case to defend the rules, will appeal the ruling.
That is Greg Cluxton reporting, and this is SRN News. A Texas woman is suing an abortion pill provider.
Liana Davis says the father of her unborn child caused her to have a miscarriage by slipping abortion pills into a hot beverage she was drinking without her knowledge. Her lawsuit states that the father, quote, obtained these drugs from Aid Access, a criminal organization that illegally ships abortion pills into Texas and other jurisdictions where abortion has been outlawed. A growing number of such cases are coming before U.S. courts as the pills become easier to get. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A review by the Associated Press shows many of President Trump's nominees to the federal courts have revealed pro-life views, been associated with pro-life groups, or defended pro-life laws in the past. Some of the nominees have also helped defend their state's abortion restrictions in court, and some have been involved in cases with national impact on the issue, including when it comes to access to abortifacient drugs. This is SRN News. Political commentator Guy Shiraki has penned a new article called The Seven Deadly Sins of the Left, and he says right at the top of the list is arrogance.
The people leading the party, the voices, it's arrogance. Listen to them. They believe that they know more about culture, science, morality, economy than anybody, not only today, ever.
No more hearings for transgender members expelled from the Air Force.
A new Air Force memo says transgender airmen ousted under a recent Trump administration directive will no longer have the chance to argue for the right to continue serving before a board of their peers. The memo says military separation boards cannot independently decide whether to keep or discharge transgender airmen. Instead, they must recommend separation of the member if the airman has a diagnosis of gender dysphoria. That's when a person's biological sex does not match up with their gender identity. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is SRN News.